Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we have a very special guest joining us on the phone, Elizabeth, Her Royal Highness, the Queen of Holly Grove.
Queen Elizabeth, you guys have had some disruptions to the Michigan Renaissance Festival this year.
Oh, indeed. As many of us have gone through these very strange and interesting times, it has saddened us very much that we were not able to gather in Holly Grove this year to celebrate for the 7 weekends, festivities, food, entertainment. It has been very, very devastating for all of us in the village, and I miss everyone terribly. However, we have come up with the most delightful idea of putting our festival on parade.
So a festival on parade, which, and with my accent, comes out a little bit more like parade, if you'll forgive me. But you've decided to put the festival on parade. What does that mean?
So what we have done is we have taken some of the food, some of the vendors, some of the entertainment, and put them together that everyone who wishes to purchase a ticket may get a taste of festival. Everyone knows, and I will say it in your vernacular, a parade, what a parade is. But normally, we are watching the parade and waving at it as the parade goes by, correct?
Yes.
This time, anyone who purchases a ticket, they are the parade. So
okay,
they will, in their vehicles, be able to drive a parade route through the festival site. There will be some of their favorites. For example, apple cider and donuts, and the ubiquitous turkey legs, scotch eggs, mac and cheese. Oh, so many good things. Unicorn cake, which so many people love to eat. And our famous pickles. So as you go through, there are all of these different stops.
Yes.
So it's very exciting because we all miss the festival so much. Holly Grove has a special place in all of our hearts, and we miss it so terribly that we wanted to be able to give people what they could have in these times. And until everything opens back up and returns to a new semblance of order, we thought that this is a way that we could connect with our devoted patrons and fans.
Yes, it sounds like a wonderful way for families to do something a little bit different. And really, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It truly is. It truly is. Tickets are limited. They are selling very quickly. And we hope that this is a one and done. It is a once in a lifetime that it will never be done again. Because for heaven's sakes, I don't know that any of us could handle going through this sort of thing again.
To learn more about the Michigan Renaissance Festival on Parade, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.